Hello there. Good morning, Terence.
Who's calling?
This is Bjorn from Bit Trading. Do you have a minute for me?
Sorry, where are you calling from?
I'm an account manager at Bit Trading. We work with cryptocurrencies.
Okay, how can I help?
Okay, so the reason of the call is to share some information regarding them and clearly to explain to you how the money is made in our platform.
Okay.
Have you ever considered trading?
What's your website?
It's bit-trading.com.
Right, okay.
With a B for Bravo.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, are you searching it right now?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I've not heard of you. Where did you get this number?
Yeah, the numbers come from marketing agencies. You know, this company has a lot of numbers, millions of numbers, so I may not know how your number originally came from.
Right, okay.
Okay, so have you ever considered trading in the crypto market? Because right now, it is a good time to start trading.
Are you regulated by anyone?
Well, yeah, we work with Uphold. It's a regulated payment processor that we have a partnership with.
No, I mean, are you regulated by a financial authority, like the Financial Conduct Authority or a similar institution?
Well, this crypto exchange is mainly based on trust because crypto is decentralized itself. You know what I mean? That's the main thing that people choose to work with.
Right, okay. So you're an unregulated trading.
Yeah, we have a team of analyzers here and traders that choose to work with other people. So basically, this is it. If you are a busy man, it is pretty good for time-consuming if you choose to work with a professional trader that actually tells you on when is the best buying price and best selling price. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, okay. I'm still confused as to where you got this number from.
Well, I don't originally know how your number came from.
And which country are you calling from?
I'm calling from London. We are a small branch in here. And Bit Trading is a cryptocurrency exchange based on Estonia.
Right, okay. Do you think it's a bit suspicious that you're being asked to cold call people?
It could be, yeah, it could be. I can understand completely that you're a little bit skeptical about this call. Think it's a cold call, but actually we are in a process of sharing this information with other people just because that we have made this minimum investment of £50 in the middle of pandemic. So basically after the Bitcoin halving that just happened, if you already know what that is, Bitcoin is looking very bullish, so we are totally missing out on this.
So let's just get roll back a second. So you've been given numbers to call by someone, but these people haven't signed up to.
Well, yeah, it's totally legal to call people and tell them about what we have to say about what we do.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it's a way of advertising your platform. I'm sure you can understand
have you heard of PECR?
Crypto, listen, mate, cryptocurrencies has a lot of markets. It has markets. Do you know what I mean?
I'm very well aware of it. But presumably if you're based in London, do you mind if I take your office address, your London office
well,
address?
Well, of course you can find it in our website.
That lists an Estonian.
You can find
address.
Everything in our website. Do you know what I mean? I'm an account manager here, so basically what I do here is help you and guide you through creating an account in our website and
sure.
Get
but
you
what
a
I'm saying
professional
is,
trader.
Is making cold calls like this goes against the privacy and electronic communications regulation.
Pardon me, sorry, I couldn't quite catch that.
So privacy and electronic communications regulations are part of the law in the UK, which...
In some places,
rules.
I've personally searched in the Google and found out that it's totally legal to call other people and...
and market at them. Which website told you it was legal to cold call people and market investments?
Google.
Google told you it was legal.
Yeah, it was the first thing that popped up in my screen, you know.
Okay, so here's what I'd like you to do. Can you go to ico.org.uk?
Well, no, because I don't choose to work with that, you know.
You don't choose to work with the ICO, the Information Commissioner's Office?
Yeah, that's part of the uphold that we work with.
So you do work with the ICO?
Well, basically, yeah. Our clients are based on Schwerpin here.
Can I take your ICO registration number then?
We don't have one, sir.
So
we work with cryptocurrency. So basically, we are not issued by any central body or central bank.
I know. I realize that Bitcoin is completely decentralized, but you're
a
company.
Yeah. Can you find a Bitcoin shop or a Bitcoin where you can go ask on where your money went from?
There's plenty of Bitcoin ATMs. But what I'm asking is, your company isn't decentralized. You're a registered business in Estonia. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not regulated by any Estonian investment authorities?
Well,
right?
Estonia is one of the main places that cryptos were created, you know.
I thought you said it was worldwide and decentralized.
You know, have a lovely day, man.
You're not going to stay.